Shus of Yosef Friedman. Thank you. Use the opportunity to thank publicly for the Yachid Kala to Rabbi Friedman. It's a tremendous schus that we have to be able to benefit. And thank you for everything that you do. And I'm reminded, just a quick word in regards to the element of Shlema. We don't ask refuah; we ask for refuah Shlema. So the B'kosh is that it not should be refuah; it should be refuah Shlema. There's a word from the Belzer Rebbe, the Baron Rekeach. He says that Klai Yisrael is very makbid that the Esroigim should be perfect. The Esrig should be perfect. This is like, what shot in the minute you sell the Klai Yisrael very makbid and the Esrig? So if you find four things that Klai Yisrael wants, we should be sholem in. We should have a Munah Shlema, we should have the Tshuva Shlema, Refuah Shlema, and Gula Shlema. So that's Rosh Hateva's Esrig. So we're betzach that we should have the Gula Esrig. Okay. And Oislam and Beis, I have no idea where we're holding. I apologize. It's definitely after Zman Shicha. And so I just picked Oislam and Beis. The Rosh says, Kor Yom HaMov is Tomid, Mitzedel Adere Chochein. So prepare, your person should recognize that I'm talking to Rav Yosef over here. Rav Yosef had a very difficult event this year. The person was looking at the end of life. To prepare something, so that lashon is it's a, the Gemara in Ksubas. The Gemara says that even though a person can't give a limit that a person shouldn't be involved more than a chaimish, but a person's allowed to because he wants to make sure he has something to take along with him. The Gemara says that one of the Maroyim gave a large amount. They asked him what he says. Urcha is rechikta. It's a long path. Mizvadoi, Kalila, the suitcases are pretty empty. They're pretty light. We want to get some more, put some more, something more into the suitcase. If a person has both of these thoughts, so they'll be ready for the Yom period. How does Chazal look at the Yom HaMavis? Fascinating horror, Rabbi Yom HaZilber, Zechavrocha, says that you find the Medrash says, the Pasuk in Kehelis, that you should always have your clothing should be clean. You should not. You should always be well anointed. So the Musa, there was a woman. She was a wife. Her husband was a sailor, and she used to pretty herself up every day. She used to put on her perfume and her clothing, etc. So they asked her neighbors asked her, like, your husband's far away, you know, mehechatesi, like, you know, why are you getting so? She says, you never know, maybe he'll have the wind will be very favorable for him, he'll come back very quickly. I want him to walk in the door, and I should look appropriate when he walks in the door. I should be there, beautiful for him. So that's the mashal that the Chazal used to explain the pasuk that any moment the person doesn't know when we're going to be taken away. Every moment you want to be looking beautiful to greet the husband. So he asked the Horus, says, you know, if we're looking for a mashal to describe the Yom HaMavis, a woman awaiting her husband arriving home is probably not the mashal we would think of, right? You know, the mashal we're thinking of is, wow, a woman is anticipating her husband coming home. That's how we relate to the Yom HaMavis. We're anticipating that moment. And what does it mean? It says, he understands that we don't have the right attitude. It says, that's him. It's in the Shama. It's in the Shama, the moment of the Shama, going back to its makor, back to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's a moment of simcha for the neshama. Yes, we have concerns. We're worried about the person who does things that are inappropriate, and we have to be cleansed in the process. But be'etzem, we have never lose sight. The Chazal B'Daf gave us an understanding is that is it's a moment of joining together. There's a there's an Archaim Kodesh, Bonam Latem Shalom Lekechem. She says, like, what's the hemshach of the pasuk? He says, once there's a mashal of a melech. He sent his son to a faraway land. He wanted him to learn different skills and appreciate life, etc. The difficulties of life, etc. And he said, but one day I'm going to call you back. So he goes to this distant land, and while he's there, he makes friends and he settles down. He becomes very connected, etc. One day he gets the message that he has to go back home. So it comes time to go back to the port, and everybody's accompanying back to the port, and they're very sad that they're not going to see him anymore. But their nechama is, they know he's going back home to his father. So they can't really feel so bad because they know that for, that the Nechama is, he's going back, we're going to miss him very much. Yes, but he's going back home to his father, and that's such a happy moment for him. So we understand that we're going back, the child going back to his parents. From that vantage point, we understand that, that you can't overly be overwrought by about a moment of Mavis, it's not to be perceived as a sad moment. So the correct way to look at it, Rabbi Nachman Zatzal once said over that he said over that he's once by a chasna, he said over the Thursday night shashir, he was by a chasna, and they asked him to speak. You know, and sometimes the minig used to be that people used to speak by chasnas, so they asked him to speak. And he got up and he spoke about Yom Avos, Bar Chasna. Right? So, passes for Rabbi Victor Miller to do that. So afterwards, the Basman got up and he says, you know, Rabbi Miller made everybody sad, and I'm going to make everybody happy. And he told, you know, as Rabbi Victor Miller says, he told some stupid jokes, and everybody laughed. Right? He says, it's a mistake. The only way you appreciate something of something is when it's limited. Something which is limitless has no value to us. We don't appreciate the value of air. We don't. Air is the most important thing that is in the world. But till you take put the person under the water with a scuba diving gear, and he realizes he's 10 minutes from the surface, there's only 5 minutes of air left, he doesn't appreciate the value of air. Till it's limited, you don't understand it. I actually heard from once from one of his grandsons. He walked into Zeta's house, or Rabbi Victor Miller walks in the house, and he had this very big tub of water. And all of a sudden, he takes himself and he dunks his head under the water. And he's there, and he's there, and he's there. And he looks, you know, like, Zaidi, come out. Finally comes out, and he takes this big breath. You need to learn to appreciate the value of air by not having it available. So he pushed himself to the limit that he was bushing, like, you know, going to faint. And then he appreciated the value of air. So you only appreciate the value of something which is limited. He says, when we really appreciate that life is limited, we'll understand and appreciate the value of life. Then we're going to be happy. Betzim, the source of simcha is not by ignoring reality, it's by appreciating reality. Otherwise, life is limitless. I mean, I always think about this. No, that's not true. I don't always think about this. Once in a while, I think about this. I'm a procrastinator by nature. Like, you know, fortunately, I started preparing for my shiur, like, you know, for the morning shiur on Thursday. Some years it's worse, right? Imagine you live before the Mabul. You know, the average lifespan is 900 years old. You know, right? So, you know, dear, don't worry, I'll get to it 300 years from now. Like, you didn't understand the value of life. So, after the Mabul, they wasted life. Then once you waste life, who knows where you're going to end up? They understood that after the Bereshit said they have to be reminded the lifetime of man to a shorter lifespan, that they should appreciate the value of what they have. So he says two things. That the second half of the point is, if we appreciate where we're going and the value of what's going to be there, so then it's not just this the pachad and atzmus of the, but there's a place to go to. There's a Gan Eden. We have I think I said this over once. I heard from Beryl Wine that he when Hersh Levinson and the Chabad Chaim's Eden was nifter. So at the end of that year, it was a very difficult year for the yeshiva, and they were cheshbing what to do for the coming year, how to be misad of the shurim and get different rebbeim, etc. So they had a meeting, Chabad Chaim, with the rebbeim of the yeshiva. And so the Chabad Chaim said, so so-and-so will say Ershtim Shir. And it says, so-and-so was not well. One of the rebbeim was also not well at that point in time, and he had to go to the spas. So he can't say Shir. So so-and-so will say his Shir. It says, Repairsh Lantochim Sipta the Rikia. So so-and-so says say his Shir. So he said that the rebbeim there at that moment they heard the Chofetz Chaim's lashon, right? He learned the tells yet. He's learning the tells now, so he's not available to say shir. So with somebody else, he's in Sifter Rekia. He's in Shemayim. It was like next door. The Chofetz Chaim said it just like it was next door. It's next door. Now Hersh is in the next door. He moved to the next door, so he's not available to say shir. Somebody else has to say shir. That's what it is. One of the challenges we have in our society, I believe, you know, our society, we took Misa and we took it out of life. Right? You know, people die in hospitals. You know, once upon a time, the baba was there in the house. You know, and she got elderly, and children saw. You know, they saw Misa. You know, I don't know, like, you know, my wife and I had this discussion once about, you know, taking the kids to the Beis Olam. I to visit my parents and everything, like, you know, like, so we had this discussion back and forth, and then we go, there's a wife, says, you know, she's explaining to my daughter what it is. She says, I know what it is. I says, how do you know what it is? She went to Cleveland, my parents are buried in Cleveland, she went to Cleveland once for Shabbos with another family, and they stopped in Beis Olam. They also have, and they took it, she's, I've been here before, you know, like, my in-laws, my wife never went to see her grandparents. They never took her to, my in-laws' parents are buried here in Washington, D.C. My wife never lived here. She grew up here. She never went to see her grandparents. You don't take children to such a thing. But it's not healthy. It's part of life. It's part of the reality of life. And that's, you must have one of the Chalayim appeared. You'll understand that life has a purpose. Life has an end. Life has another, there's another stage of life afterwards. And therefore, you'll be ready. But if we sort of like just make it the focus, the whole thing is here, because we're scared to scare the children, and we're scared to. They say that the disciples said that our generation, you know, took away the Yira from them by not talking about Gehenna. So I'm not sure if you talk about Gehenna or not. You know, different than Mahalchim and Chinuch about talking about Gehenna. Not that, you know, if you scare somebody with Gehenna, that's not the point. Obviously, he says that the bread in Gehenna. I mean, we had the Meir Bain did that. You know, I grew up with the. Yeah. One time, there was the dorm supervisor at Tel Shiva had a sense of humor. So during the Smira and during the 3 weeks, so they used to play music to wake up the Bachar in the morning. I'm not talking about the Loch Gishu. It's Mutter Osir. We always Mutter. Why it's Mutter? I don't know why it's Mutter, but that's what they did. Okay, right. But during Smira, they used to play. So one dorm supervisor. Took his son, set him down with a xylophone and a drum and a few other things and some pots. Gave him, you know, and he recorded it. That's how he used to wake us up in the morning during Sfira. But the next dorm supervisor says he has a better day. He's going to play Shmuzin. So one time he played Rosholm Shadron and it didn't work because the guy stood and listened to the loudspeakers that are going to the chakras, because everybody listened to Rosholm Shadron. But the next day, he played a tape from the reshiva, and in the middle of the tape, the reshiva screams out, "Shabritan of fire! The fire for Gehenom!" You know, you're lying in bed, all of a sudden you hear the scream, "Shabritan of fire!" And the whole, he definitely had a sense of humor, right? You know, but that, you know, we definitely had that nusach in our shmuzin. I'm not sure, I don't necessarily use that mahalach with my talmidim, but the musik that, it's real. It's Gan Eden is next door. The Chabad Chaim, you know, we have to be Chanuch to ourselves and to our Talmidim that Gan Eden is next door. It's real. It's part of the reality of life. We're not here forever. Use the time appropriately. Use the time wisely. You'll feel good about yourself that you're using your time appropriately. It's a challenge because we don't like talking about those type of things, but it's not healthy not to talk about it.